The following is an interview with Rachel Sorflande, the MRC Pontiac's Economic Development Officer for Housing, discussing the results of a survey on housing that was conducted in early 2024. All right, so to start off here, can you talk a little bit about the background of this housing survey that was just released here in March and just kind of explain the rationale for why it was conducted?
Why did I want to do it? I want to do it because we know that we have the MRC Pontiac is devitalized. It's one of the poorest in Quebec, and this situation is affecting all categories of people, and it has a huge impact on our economy, especially on our businesses who are lacking in manpower. The Quebec housing crisis, it has a huge impact on the population. People are struggling to find housing and correct living environments. And the MRC Pontiac is, of course, included in this. So we're trying to implement a number of measures to help this situation. But we have a lack of statistics. We had a lack of statistics on the housing situation. We hear people's problems, but we didn't really have anything that on black and white written down. So that's why we launched the housing survey. It was launched. There was two surveys. There was one in English and in French, and there were question branchings out on the survey because the survey was for owners, homeowners, landlords, tenants, and businesses.
And can you talk a little bit about, for those who might not be familiar here, just some of the questions and also maybe get into some of the key takeaways that you saw?
Yes. The main questions were obviously which language do you speak at home, your age, annual family income, do you have pets, where do you live? Which zone do you live in? Do you live in rural or urban? Do you live here all year round? Are you interested in moving? Why would you want to move? Are you interested in renovations? How are your living conditions at the moment? Number of ideal bedrooms? What kind of housing interests you? Obviously, for the landlords and the people who rent, we were interested in knowing if they signed leases and whether or not their homes needed renovations. And as far as businesses were concerned, we wanted to know if they need housing for their employees, and if so, what kind of housing. I would say probably the what came out the most, there are quite a few of interesting answers, but in the landlord section, we have more than 53% of landlords who declare not signing a lease, and we had equivalent answers as far as those who are the tenants not signing a lease. Now, that's a problem. There isn't enough protection for the tenants, and not enough protection for the homeowners either. So that's very interesting. As far as the landlords are concerned, they say a majority say they don't need to have their apartments or homes renovated, whereas the tenants, it's a majority that say they do. The places they live in need to be renovated. So we've got a bit of a contradiction there. I think it's important that we need to work on informing people how important it is to sign a lease between the renters and the landlords.
I know it's obviously difficult to speculate here, but I'm not sure if you have an idea why there's such a low percentage of actually signing a document, you know, laying out the rules of being a tenant and that kind of thing. Could you talk about maybe why that is?
Well, we know that it's very difficult. It's very difficult for the tenants to find accommodations. There isn't anything centralized. You often see on social media in the community chat. Somebody put something up for rent, but there's nothing centralized, so it's very difficult for tenants to find places to live. I would say that there's a bit of an underground rental situation in the Pontiac. It's a problem. It's a problem, and that's something that we want to work on, is to make things more official, to protect both parties.
For sure, and at least just anecdotally from my own experience here, if you don't have those, you know, personal or familial connections here, there certainly certainly limits what's available to you, for sure.
Yes, it's concerning, but you know, there is we are working on that at the moment. There's another something that else that came out in the survey. The current number of bedrooms for those who are renting, so for tenants, 46% have said that they're living in a one-bedroom apartment or home, and 58% have said that they need a three-bedroom. So this is indicating that people are not living in optimal conditions. Whether it's due to the rents, the price, or just the lack of you know, the offers there are out there. So you know, this is important. This report is important for developers. So you know, I'll obviously be sharing this report with developers so that they can see the needs of the people, and also it's. This report can be used by the developers, by municipalities or nonprofit organizations if they are looking for funding. Often when you apply for funding, it would be the SHQ or the CMHC. They ask for a report or a survey to be able to back up the funding request.
And the survey was obviously divided into French and English responses there as well. Obviously, it had to be administered in English and French. And also, just in the Pontiac region specifically, there's a lot of geographic divides by language. You know, there's sort of Anglophone centers and Francophone centers, generally speaking. Did you notice any major changes or any differences between the responses for Francophone or Anglophone populations?
Well, we obviously noticed it when we asked them where they lived. So, I mean, the French participants, they have chosen the majority are Mansfield. We've got Fort Coulonge. We've got Calumet Islands. And, of course, for the English participants, we've got Campbell's Bay, Shawville, Sheenborough, Otter Lake. So this is, so it's obviously confirming, you know, the different linguistic poles within the Pontiac.
And another thing I wanted to get into here as well, since, as you said, you're going to be using this as a sort of a tool or a assessment of the current state of the Pontiac's housing situation. The response was only 219 people responded to this, which represents about a little under 1.5%. Do you feel that that's enough of a representation of the population here to draw any conclusions?
Well, it's probably, I would have preferred to be more, but... that wasn't the case. So even though we did publish it, several times, but it is giving us the tendency within the MRC Pontiac. Everybody says we have a housing problem, but now we're actually it's black and white. We have a report. We know where the challenges are. And what I'd like to do is redo the same survey in 3 to 4 years' time to see if we have any changes, any improvements as far as certain highlights that have come out of the survey.
And another thing I wanted to highlight there as well, specifically in the tenants section there, from what I read, there was only responses from about half the municipalities, about 9 of them. There was no responses at all, including the entire Upper Pontiac, Allumette, Sheenbrough, Chichester, Waltham, etc. This is of the Anglo participants in the tenant part of the survey. There were 0 responses from anyone under 50 years old, which is strikes me as not exactly accurate. There's a large senior population here, obviously, but is there a concern that using these results might result in, you know, if you're taking these as representative, the prescriptions that you draw from these might not necessarily be accurate based on the fact that nobody under 50 was consulted as a tenant here for the Anglophone population, at least?
Yes, no, I understand. What is interesting, actually, as far as the tenants and the ages and the actual where they live, we have obviously the Office Habitation Pontiac that has housing within just specific municipalities, and they are aimed for 55 and over. So this has come out in the which municipalities you live in, because we know where the buildings are, the apartments are. So we've got Campbell's Bay, we've got Calumet Island, we've got Mansfield and Shawville that have come out. I believe that quite a few of the people that did answer who are tenants are perhaps living in these apartments, but that wouldn't represent the people who are saying that they are not signing a lease, because obviously with OHP the lease is signed. So I wouldn't say discrepancies, but we have to obviously be careful with some of the results. But that is why I would like to, in 3 to 4 years' time, redo the same survey.
Okay. And just sort of jumping off of that as well, can you talk a little bit about moving forward here, what the next steps are, as far as you said you wanted maybe down the road do a different kind of survey? Is there anything else that you guys at the MRC are doing in regards to housing as far as future surveys, future tasks, that kind of thing?
I'm currently working on a project that I will probably be able to discuss with you in a few weeks' time. But I can't speak about it now. Yes, we do have some work to do as far as sensibilizing people for the signing of leases, and renovations in homes. We do have the housing within the Pontiac is some of it is getting old. So we do need to work on that as well, and also help see what we can do to help centralize the offers, you know, what's up on the market as far as what's for rent. And like I said, this statistical report is obviously going to be shared with developers as well, so that we can go through it with them and to really pinpoint the needs.
Rachel, I want to thank you for your time. Thanks for speaking with us about this. Obviously, housing is at the top of mind, especially here during the federal election as well. If there's anything else that you wanted to let our listeners know, or anything that we neglected to mention here over the last few minutes, I'll give you the last word here.
Well, I'd just like to say thank you. Thank you for taking interest in this report. It's obviously it's a statistical report. It's not an analysis, people can find this report on the MRC website. If they go into the residence section, there's a housing section, and this report is actually online now. If anybody's interested in looking at it.
That was Rachel Sorflande, the MRC Pontiac's Economic Development Officer for Housing, discussing the results of a survey that they conducted in early 2024. This is Caleb Nickerson with the Local Journalism Initiative.